Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 84, The Holy Spirit, Forming Christ Within Us. When I think about the Christian life, I keep returning to the truth that real transformation is the work of the Spirit. It is not something I can manufacture through discipline or determination. It is the Spirit forming Christ within me, shaping my desires, my character, and my conduct. I see this pattern throughout Scripture. Transformation is not self-produced, it is Spirit-driven. Paul writes, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, and we all, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another." 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18. I feel encouraged every time I read this. Transformation is not instant, it is progressive. It happens as the Spirit reveals Christ and shapes the believer into His image. I think this frees us from the pressure of self-improvement. The Spirit is the one who changes us. Paul expands this truth in Romans. The righteous requirement of the law is fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8:4. I see the contrast clearly. The flesh cannot produce righteousness. It cannot fulfill what God desires, but the Spirit can. He empowers obedience by changing the heart. Transformation is not about trying harder. It is about walking with the Spirit who produces what the flesh never could. Paul describes the evidence of this transformation in Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22 and 23. I think the word fruit is important. Fruit grows naturally from the life within the tree. In the same way, these qualities grow naturally from the life of the Spirit within the believer. They are not forced. They are not artificial. They are the result of the Spirit's presence and work. When I see these qualities increasing, I recognize that the Spirit is forming Christ within me. Paul reinforces this in Philippians. It is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. I feel great comfort in this truth. The Spirit does not simply help me obey. He shapes my desires and empowers my actions. He works in me to will and to work. Transformation is His miracle, not my achievement. The Spirit transforms by forming Christ within us. He changes what we want, how we think, and how we live. When I look at the Christian journey, I see that every step of growth, every victory over sin, and every increase in Christ-like character comes from His work. The Spirit does not modify behavior. He renovates the heart. He forms Christ in us one degree at a time, producing a life that reflects the glory of the Lord. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.